Okay, today is Daf Chav Zayin. We're on the top of Chav Zayin, the first word. Upiv mitzupazav. And if the mouth of the shofar was lined with gold, was covered with gold, it's okay. I have a Tanya, but I have a Brisa that says, Tzipui zav mokam anachas piv puzzle. If it's by the mouth, it's puzzle. Shlo mokam anachas piv kosher. If it's not at the mouth, then it's fine. You're right, Amar Bai, you're right. Ki tzanan, na masnisim shlo mokam anachas piv tzanan. What our Mishnah talks about, when our Mishnah talks about the gold, it's not at the makom of the mouth. Ushtei chatzotzrot min astadin, and there were two chatzotzrot on the two sides of the shofar. Right? And one second. What's going on here? The people are blowing the chatzotzrot at the same time that the shofar is being blown? That's what's going on. So, if that's happening, how can they hear the shofar? We have a rule. V'trei koli lo mishtami. You can't hear two things at the same time. You ever hear that when your kids are, I can't hear two people at the same time. I can't. So how can you hear the shofar and the chatzotzot at the same time? How does that work? V'otanya, we learned that at Braisa. It says, Zachar v'shamar b'dibur echad nemru. Zachar and shamar were said at the same moment. Right? So, nobody can do that, and nobody can hear that. So first of all, everyone explains that Hashem said the Aseret HaDibros in one statement. The whole, all Aseret, we're going to see in a minute. All the Aseret HaDibros were said in one statement, and then Hashem explained them, went over them one by one, and when he went over them one by one, Zachar and Shem were still said together. Because otherwise, everyone was said together. So he said it all in one statement. All the Aseret HaDibros are one shot. Nobody could do that. Nobody could hear that. Then when he said them over one by one, even Zachar and Shamar were said together. And by the way, we didn't even hear the other eight. We only heard the first two. And then we told Hashem, stop. We can't handle it. Moshe, you tell it over the rest. Right? Okay. I mean, that question I always wondered, I'm sure there's an answer to this question. What was the point of saying all the Aseret HaDibros in one breath, which nobody can understand and nobody can copy. Like, what's the point of that? What's the reason for that?
The reason for that is to make sure that you understand that they're all equal.
They're all equal. That's the standard answer, right? They're all equal. I hear. Okay, very good. Anyway, so if you can't hear two things at the same time, how could you hear chatzotzros and shofar at the same time? How have you been here to the midst of hearing shofar? So the Gemara answers, oh, that's a very good question. Lekach marech b'shofar. That's why they would make the shofar longer. So the chatzotzot would end, and the shofar is still going. The chatzotzot would end, and the shofar is still going. So the Gemara says, one second. Lememra, you mean to tell me, d'chishama sof tekiya, below tekhilas kiya yotza? If all you hear is the end of the tekiya, and you don't hear the beginning of the tekiya, that's okay. If you don't hear the end, I'm sorry, you only hear the end. You don't hear the beginning. Why don't you hear the beginning? Because it was muffled with the chatzotzros. And all you heard was the end. That's good. That would imply, umemela, that would imply, techilas tekiya, below sof tekiya, yatsa. Then the other way around is also good. If you hear the beginning sound, and then something else, the train went by, you didn't hear the end of it, you're Yotze. Right? That can't be. Because Tashma, there's a Mishnah on Daf Lamed Gimel, which says the following. Now we know that you blow Tekiya, Shvarim Tekiya, and then another Tekiya. What if you made those two Tekiyas one long Tekiya? I'll make one long Tekiya, and I'll count it for both. Is that good? No, it's not good. Why not? If we just said that if you only hear part of the sound, it counts. So, Tashma, Taka Berishona, you blow the first tekiya, Umashach Bishniya Kishtayim, and then you keep on going and she counts for two tekiyas. Does that work? Says the Gemara, the Mishnah says later on, Ein Biyado El Achas. You only have one tekiya there, not two. Am I? Why do you only have one tekiya? Titzalek lebetarti. It should count for both. I heard the beginning and I heard the end. I had the beginning of this tekiya and I heard the end of that tekiya. And the Gemara answers, no. Pesukei tekiyasa mahadadi lo paskinan. But we can't break the tekiya into two. That we can't do. It's only one blowing. How am I making one blowing into two tekiyas? Impossible. And therefore, that's not a kasha. You understand the answer? You have one tekiya. How can I count for twice? Can't count twice. It doesn't change the fact that you only have to hear partial tekiya. Doesn't change that. Okay? Tashma. Following another question on this issue. Anamid Beis is going to say, Hatakel Esochabar, if you're in a pit, and you're blowing in a pit, different kind of pit. Olda Chapitam, different kind of pit. Im kol shofar shama yatsa. If you hear the sound of the shofar, that's good. Im kol havara shama lo yatsa. If you heard the echo, you're not yotze. Asks the Gemara, 1 second. Amai, why are you not yotze? When you start blowing the shofar, for the first split second, you hear the real shofar. Then you hear the echo. So no matter what, it should be good. If all you have to hear is the one part of it. Amai, lipuk betchilas tekiya. Let the beginning of the tekiya work. Mikame de la arviv kala. Before it got mixed up with the echo. And the Gemara answers, that would be good. That's a good question. And because of that question, the Gemara takes back what it said. And it says as follows. Ela tarte kole michad gavra lo mishtame. You can't hear two sounds from one person. That you can't hear. Like Hashem saying Nasa Zachar and Shamar. That doesn't work. But mitre gavre mishtame. But from two people, it does work. So when two of your kids are talking to you at the same time, you can hear both of them. And when you say you can't hear, you can hear one person at a time, it's not true. And we're going to reject that because it's also not true. So the Gemara asks, 1 second. Mitre gavri mi mishtami? Can you hear from two people at the same time? It's not true. How do you know? Votanya. We have a braisa that says like this. Betorah, echad kore, ve'echad metargem. When they used to lane, in the old days, they would lane, one person would lane the Torah, and then one person would be in the metargem, and say it into a language they could understand. Targum. Shelo yehe shnayim korin, u'shnayim metargeminan. So you shouldn't have two people, you can't have two people laning, or two people being metargem, right? And you can't have that. You can't have it at the same time. Right? So we go back to our question. How could you hear shofar and chatzos at the same time? How could you do that? You can't hear two different people at the same time. So before we get to the answer, the answer is basically going to be because it's chaviv to you. It's chaviv to you, so you'll hear the shofar. That's going to be the answer. But before we get to that answer, Tosfos, in the second Tosfos, asks an interesting question. He says, 1 second, V'hadamrin and b'perek kama de Baba Basra, we have the first perek in Baba Basra, it says, Shmona psukim shebatorah, the last eight psukim of the Torah, yachid kori osam. Only a yachid reads them. What does that mean, a yachid reads them? Lo shelo yikra acher imo. No one else should, yachid reads them, it sounds like it means no one else should read it with him. The imkein, kol Torah nami. Why is the last day psukim different than the rest of the Torah? So there's no maturgim on the last day psukim? What's going on here? So the Tosfos says, no. That's not what it means. What it means is, El shelo yichalkeim l'shnayim. Don't make a hosafa in chasim bereishis. Don't do that. Zeh la'arba v'zeh arba. Right, we'll call up chasim Torah, last day psukim, and then we're going to make a hosafa in the middle and get called someone else. So don't do that. That's what it means, a yachid. He's the only one who should lane that aliyah. That's what it means. Then he says, Umasha Nogin Likros Shnayim Batorah, and Tosfos, and what we always do is we always have two people up there. What's two people? The one who's laning and the one who's gets the aliyah. Right? What's Samchu Amasnisin Perak Basra de Bakurim Ditnan in the beginning, the Mishnah says in the Birishon in the beginning, Kol Mishia Del Likros Kore. If you knew how to read the Psukim for Bikurim, you would read the Psukim. And if you didn't know how to, Makrin Oso. They would read it for you. Right? They would read it for you. Nimnu Umilahavi Bikurim. People didn't want to bring Bikurim because they were embarrassed that they couldn't read the Psukim. So Nagu Tiknu, they made a rule, Shumakran Smisha Yodea Vesmisha Enyodea. They would read it for you whether you knew how to read or not. Not too embarrassed. Same thing over here. We call you up for an Aliyah, we never let the guy lane. Why? Because we don't want to embarrass anybody who doesn't know how to lane. So we always have someone else laning, right? That was a little off topic. We got to the topic because we said that you can't have two calls in Mishtamin. Why are the last day Psukim different? And the last day Psukim are different because we don't have a Hosafa. That's what it means. No Hosafa. Fine. So what's the answer? The question is, Mati, we're like on the third to last skinny line. The question is, we have a rule that two kolos cannot be heard at the same time. Right? Trey kolo in Mishtamin. You can't have two people at the same time. Right? When your kids are talking to you at the same time, you can't. So then how can you have shofar and chatos at the same time? Right? So first we gave an answer that the shofar was extending longer than the chatos was. But we rejected that answer. So what's the answer? The answer is, Halo damya el seifa. You know why shofar is different? It's like the seifa over there. A halel, ubi megillah, afilu asara korot. Even if 10 people are davening halel together, or megillah, 10 people are reading megillah, you're going to be yotzei. Why? Alma, why? Kivan de chaviv, since it's special to you, yohiv daite. Since it's special to you, you're going to pay attention. Hachanami, kivan de chaviv, yohiv daite fishama. Since the shofar is precious to you, you're going to make sure you hear it, even though the chatzos was going. Why is it precious to you? Says Rashi, a difficult Rashi. Says Rashi, chadasha hilo. It's new to you. It's been a whole year since you heard the shofar. It's a whole year since you heard the Megillah. It's a whole long time since you heard Hallel. Why is that difficult? It's been a whole... Because when don't we say this by? By laning. Can't have two people laning at the same time. The guy laning and the meturgamin, because you're not going to pay attention. Which implies, that's not chavif to you. It's not new to you. Now, I haven't heard Pashas told us since last year Pashas told us. The whole year went by.
Heard laning last week.
So, no one gives that...
No one gives the obvious answer.
No. So the there's two answers that they give over here. That... One answer is, even though you heard laning last week, if you haven't heard Parsha told us last week, each Parsha is special. It's new to you. You haven't heard it in Chadashulos. Haven't heard in a year. Haven't heard Parsha told us in a whole year. Went by. Didn't hear it since last year. The answer is, yeah, but most people, this answer is not said by me. It's said by the, Masifta brings it down. I don't know who they bring it down in the name of, that most people are Mavisedra. Before they get to the parsha, so when, it's not new. You heard it. I heard this already the whole week. I've been doing this the whole week, saying this parsha the whole week. It's not new. I'm bored already with it. That's why laning is different.
No offense, I like Josh's answer there.
The other answer he gives is this is against Rashi. Rashi says chadasha hilo. It's new to you. I would have given a different answer. The other things, Hallel and Megillah. Many times, well, Megillah for sure, has to do with the nace. That's amazing. Most Hallels, except for Shmini Atzeres maybe, has to do with the nace. So I'm so excited to say Hallel. I don't care who's saying it. I don't care who's davening for the Amid and there's five people. I'm not losing out on Hallel. Shofar Rosh Hashanah. It's the Akedah, Yom Adin. Who's not busy? Who's not paying attention to Shofar? But when it comes to Parshas Toldos, what is it? Okay, it's laning. It's another mitzvah, another chiv. I got to do it. I got to come to shul and hear laning. That doesn't have the same oomph, and therefore it's not. Therefore, two people at the same time is going to stir your hearing. It could be that's the same thing what you're saying. It's the same answer heard last week. It's the same answer really, right? Okay. Then we said, El lama ma'arich b'shofar. Then why are you being lengthy the shofar? The answer is, Laudia Lieda Shemitzas Hayom Bishofer. That the mitzvah of the day is with a shofar. Okay. Ubatainis, Bishel Zacharim, Kifufim, when it's a tainis, then we blow Chatzotros. Upiv Mitzupa Kesef. And the piv is with Kesef. The mouth is with Kesef. Maishna hasam de zav, maishna hachad de kesef. Why is by Rosh Hashanah gold and over here it's silver? And the answer is, one answer I'll tell you, is kol kinufya de kesefu. Anytime there's a gathering, it's with silver. The Torah says that. Tichsiv, asey lecha shtei chatzos was kesef. The Torah said make chatzos out of kesef. Why out of kesef and not gold? That's what the Torah said. So for chatzos, which was to summon you for the fast, it's silver. V'ibayseim, another answer, hatara chasa al mamon shal Yisrael. The Torah was cared about your wallet. And the Torah was chas on your money. Make chasos out of gold? Nah, make it out of silver. So we always ask the same question. There's two conflicting ideas over here. We have this Torah's chas al mamon shal Yisrael. The Torah cares about your pocketbook. And then we have ein anios b'makom ashiros. Right? There's no poverty in a rich place. In the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't reuse paper bags. They didn't do those poor things that poor people do. Why? Ein anios b'makom ashiros. Right, you don't have such a... How do you reconcile those two? It's a question you have to answer. Right? Anyway, so Hasam Nami never keep kesef. So if Hashem so makbid on our money, then in the Beit HaMikdash is also made out of silver. Why are they made out of gold? No, because of the covenant of Yontif, we're going to go all out. Right? For the goal and make gold shofar. Repavav Shmuel Savar Lemevet Uvzakim Asnisim. He wanted to make, with his town... He wanted to make that on Rosh Hashanah and the Chatzotros together in his shul. So Amar Le Rava, no. Lo Amar El B'Mikdash. That was only in the base of Mikdash. That wasn't in your shul. Only in the base of Mikdash did that. Hanya Namihachi, Bedvar Murim, B'Mikdash. It's only in the base of Mikdash. Avo B'Gvulin, in the Gvulin, in everywhere else in the world, Makom Sheish Chatzotros, if there's a Chatzotros, meaning it's a Tainus, Ein Shofar. Don't blow the Shofar. Makom Sheish Shofar, and on Rosh Hashanah, Ein chatzotzros. There's no chatzotzros. V'chein hinig Rabbi Chalafta b'tzipori. Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion b'sichni. It's amazing how the other Rabbanim wanted to do it anyway. In their shul, in these towns, in Tzipori and Sichni, they're going to blow what? They're going to blow both. K'shabo adavar eitzal chacham amru no. Lo hayinogin kein ela b'sha'aran mizrach b'har abayis b'vad. Only in the Beis HaMikdash they did that. Not in your shul. Amar Rav of Itamar of Yeshua ben Levi. Maikra. What's the pasuk? That only in the Beis HaMikdash we do both. Tichsiv, it says, Bechatzotzros, V'kol Shofar, Hariyu l'fnei Melech Hashem. L'fnei Melech Hashem hu d'b'ina Chatzotzros, V'kol Shofar. Avo ba'alma, lo. In the rest of the world, no. Okay? Then the next Mishnah said, Shavah HaYovel Rosh Hashanah, Yovel has the same dinim as Rosh Hashanah. Yovel is every 50 years. On Yom Kippur of Yovel, the same dinim as Rosh Hashanah, regarding what? L'tkia and l'brachos. Tkia and brachos. What brachos? What does it mean, brachos? The Shemon Esrei. The Shemon Esrei, when you dive in Shemon Esrei on Rosh Hashanah, it's the same thing as Yovel. Every 50 years, that'd be a long day over there. They would dive in long davening, Rosh Hashanah davening. Amar of Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, one second. Kiman matzlin ha'idna. Who do we daven today when we say on Rosh Hashanah, Zehayom Tchilas Maasecha? Today is the day of the beginning of your handiwork. Zicharon Yom Rishon. It's a remembrance of the first day of creation. Kiman. Who does that go like? The answer is Kirbi Eliezer, the Omar, but Tishrei Nivra Olam. The world was created in Tishrei. Right? Doesn't make sense. If the world was created in Nisan, on Rosh Hashanah, why are you saying that? If the world wasn't created in Tishrei. Now, we said earlier that even if you hold that the world was created in Nisan, even if you hold that, Yom HaDin, for some reason, is still Tishrei. Right? Even Rabbi Yehoshua, who held the world was created in Nisan, holds that the world is, that the Rosh Hashanah, he's still got to show Rosh Hashanah, he's still got to show for Rosh Hashanah, it's still Yom HaDin. He agrees with all that. But, maybe he wouldn't say Yom HaRasolim. We'll see Tosfos in a minute, maybe we'd still say it. Okay? Now, who do we hold like? Who do we hold like? Do we hold that the world was created in Nisan or Tishrei? Well, we really hold it was created in Nisan, because Berachas Hacham is in Nisan. And that's a remembrance of the way the world looked at creation. It's always on a Wednesday, because the sun and the moon was created on a Wednesday, and it's always in Nisan. So that's a little bit of an indication that we hold like that's created in Nisan. Now we do say, and then we count the months from Nisan. We do say all that. So it's really a quasi, we call it both. There's no halachic significance, really. There's no halachic significance, except Birchas Hachama, which we do in Nisan. If we hold the world's created in Tishrei, why are we doing Birchas Hachama in Nisan?
That's how we set the season.
What? But why? But why? No, but it's a remembrance of how the cycle goes back to the beginning of creation. That's what Birchas Hachama is.
But that's not why. We do it because of the setting of the season. From the original time.
That's right, the original time.
No, because every yontif we have is set for Nisan.
Right, but no, but Birchas Hachama has nothing to do with yontif.
It has to do with one thing.
It has to do with creation.
It has to do with the way that sun was when it was created.
When it was created. And it takes 28 years for that cycle to go back.
How does that go with, we learned at the beginning that Adam was created in Tishrei.
Who said he was created in Tishrei?
We did.
What?
At the beginning.
So Tosfos says,
I don't talk about that.
Yeah. So it's in the Tosfos of Kimanda Matzlilan Tehayom, more than halfway down, it says, Umashiyiz, listen to this, Tosfos is giving a kasha now from Piyutim. Umashiyiz hider b'lota ha-kalir, b'geshem, b'shmini atzeres, k'rebi Elazar, Eliezer, or b'lota ha-kalir, wrote Piyutim, and in the Piyutim of Tzilas Geshem, he says, the Omar, b'tishrei nivra olam. In Geshem, on Shmini Atzeres, which is in Tishrei, b'lota ha-kalir wrote, Tishrei is the birthday of the world. And u'b'shel Pesach, and on Pesach, which is in Nisan, Yosad Kereb Yoshua. He says over there that the role is created in Nisan. So he himself is making a mistake. Contradicts himself. Amar Ben Atam, the Elu Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chayim. They're both right. How can they both be right? Vikol Meimar, the B'tishrei Allah B'machshava Liberos. In Tishrei Hashem thought to create the world. V'lo Nivra Ad Nisan, but he didn't get around to it until Nisan. You find a similar idea. Gabe Adam, Sha'al v'machshava libros shnayim, Hashem thought to create two. Ulbasov, Lonivir Elecha. But only Adam created just one. And then after that he made Chava.
So it's a very difficult. Yes, but you're saying that Tishrei was created before the world.
That's right. Yeah. Hashem thought of it. Well, we know there were other things created before the world. Mashiach, Tshuva, Torah, these things were created before the world too. Right? They're very old. They're older than the world. These concepts. So what does it mean? Hashem thought and then changed his, he waited around. It doesn't mean that. Right? It means that the idea of creating the world came before the world. Exactly. Now, there was no time before creation. So what does it mean? In Tishrei, Hashem thought of it. They didn't get around to it until Nisan. They need to Hezber. He's just trying to explain why Lamaisa, we view Rosh Hashanah as the beginning, and also Nisan, because in each way they have an aspect of creation in both of them. So it wouldn't be a stira if you hold the world was created in Nisan. Would you say Hayom Haras Olam? You could still say it, because it means the birth of the world. It means in Hashem's mind. It could still be true, whatever that means, in Hashem's mind, whatever that means. But it could still be true. Not the end of the world. Masav Ravina, Ravina asks the following question. Shave Yovel Rosh Hashanah. Yovel is compared to Rosh Hashanah with Tekiya Ula Brachos. Right? We said Yovel and Rosh Hashanah are the same in Tekiyos and Brachos. Ivo Ika Zeyom Tchilas Masecha Zikon Yom Rishon the Rosh Hashanah Isyub Yovel Esa. You can't say, no matter what, you can't say that Yovel is the day of the world of the Creator. That doesn't make any sense. Yovel. So Kiktani, you're right, Ashaira, it's on everything else that they're the same. But in a Hanami, that line they would take out. If you buy the Yovel Machzer, that line's not in there. Right? If Shishabri Davidi, Masni Hachi, Amar Shulbar Yitzchak, same thing. Hadit Nan Shava B'Yovel, Roshana L'Tekila Brachos, Kiman, the Lokri B'Eliezer, can't be him. Dikri B'Eliezer, Kivin to Amar, B'Tishrei, Nivra Olam, Ha'ikka Zeh Hayom, Tchilos Masecha, Zikaron L'Yom Rishon, the Roshana Issa B'Yovel Esa. You can't say that line. We're just repeating the same thing. Because in Rosh Hashanah, you could say it. Today's the handiwork of the birthday of the world. That you could say. You can't say it on Yovel. Great, you're right. Kikon Yashayra. Everything else, you're right. Everything else is the same. That taka one thing is not the same. Okay. Next Mishnah. Shofar Shinizdak. If a shofar is... Nizdak means it's split. Vidavko, you mean glued together. Puzzle, it's puzzle. Rashi says... The Havilei Kishtei Shofros. It's like two shofars. Dibak Shivrei Shofros. If you glue together a bunch of different pieces of shofars, Puzzle, it's puzzle. Also puzzle. Knee cave, if there's a hole in the shofar, sukkah, you plug up the hole. So imakiv is a tkiya puzzle. If it affects the sound, it's no good. The imlaf kosher, if it is good, if it doesn't affect the sound, it's fine. You have a little hole in the shofar, you plug it up, it's not a problem. If you blow shofar in a cave, basically it's a cave, and all the Rishonim, the Ritva, the Meiri, the Ran say, there was a time and the Goyim wouldn't let you blow shofar. So they ran into caves. Why would it even be in a cave for Shoshana? Because they had to hide out. Then the Shaila was, so if you blow in a cave, is it good? So the answer is, Im Shal Kol Shofar Shama Yotze. If you hear the sound of a shofar, you're Yotze. Vim Kol Abara Shama, Lo Yotze. And if you hear the sound of a echo, you're not Yotze.
What happened to our question from a minute ago about the first second of the...
So we're gonna get to that soon. We're going to get to the Gemara and ask that question again. V'chein. Misha, listen to this. V'chein, also. What's V'chein? Something got the word V'chein, because it doesn't fit. Misha, you're over a chor beis ha-knesses. You're walking by a shul. You're passing by a shul. Osha, you're based on Samach beis ha-knesses. Or you live next door to the shul. Right? And then they want to give you a seat. So, you sit in your house. V'shama, call shofar or call Megillah. And you hear the shofar, you hear the Megillah. Im kiven libo yotza. If you have kavana, you're yotze. V'yimlav, lo yotza. And if you don't have kavana, you're not yotze. This is one of the very rare places in the Torah, in the Gemara, where it talks about having kavana for a mitzvah. Very rare. It's like four or five places in Shas. This is the biggest one. Tomorrow, the biggest daf about having kavana. It's tomorrow. It's the main daf in Shas about having kavana when you do a mitzvah. Very, very rare. What does the Mishnah say? If you're walking by the shul, ooh, the blowing shofar now, let me have kavana. And if not, you're not yotze. Ask the Radvaz. Why does the Mishnah say if you're walking by a shul? How about if you're in shul? I'm in shul. If I have kavana, then I'm yotze. And if I don't have kavana, then I'm not yotze. Why is the guy walking by the shul, outside? I'm in the shul. You have to have kavana. If you're good, you have kavana. Good. If not, not. Ah, so the Radvaz gives an answer, which nobody else says the same until the Radvaz came along. And the Radvaz says, well, why else are you in shul? What'd you come to shul for? Not to hear shofar? So it's built-in kavana. What am I doing here in shul? I came to shul to hear shofar. I came to shul to daven. That's what I came to shul for. Now, when they're blowing shofar, are you having mamish kavana? Maybe you're not. Maybe you're not. But that's okay, because you're in shul. Why else did I come to shul? That's called stam kavana. Most of our lives is stam kavana. Think about that. I put on tefillin every morning. Kavana every morning? Many of us don't. Why else am I here? What am I doing here? Why did I come here? I came here to put on tefillin at the daven, right? That's what I came for. So it's a very unique concept. Think about that. Think about our lives. How kavana plays a role. It's a fascinating topic. Right? So you come every day, you daven, say Shema. You mean kavana when you say Shema? Shema is different than the psukim before. We also half asleep. So what's the answer? Well, what am I doing here otherwise? I came in a daven, no? So when you wake up in the morning, even you come here, even that's robotic. I get up in the morning and I come to shul. So what about kavana? So says the Radvaz, it's stam. Stam. If you happen to be outside, what kind of stam is that? Then you have to have kavana. You don't have kavana, it's not going to count. Why? Because you're outside, you're walking, taking a walk with your wife. Ooh, I need to shofar this morning. Ooh, let me have kavana on that right now. But if you're in the shul, so it's built in kavana. Anyone disagree with that? Anyone think that's crazy? Right? Afal pi, shezeh shama v'zeh shama. Even though the guy sitting here heard the shofar, and the guy outside heard shofar, zeh kiven libo, v'zeh lo kiven libo. This guy had kavana, and this guy didn't have kavana. Right? So, we're going to have a machlokas tomorrow. Do mitzvos need kavana? Do this need kavana? Mitzvos triches kavana or not? I don't know to this day how somebody could hold mitzvos don't need kavana. What does that mean, mitzvos ain't triches kavana? Well, you do a mitzvah, you don't have kavana at work? What kind of mitzvah is that?
Any mitzvah.
Yeah, going
to sukkah.
What? Mitzvahs ain't sriches kavana.
Going to sukkah.
So going to sukkah, so?
Do I have to have kavana? I'm in the sukkah? I'm in the sukkah.
What?
I'm in the sukkah.
And so, and what if you happen to just fall into a sukkah and you didn't even know you were in the sukkah?
Well, use your other example. It's tefillin. I'm putting on tefillin.
That's right.
I need to have kavanah.
Yeah. Yes.
Maybe not.
Yes. No. Imagine eat matzah. Why do you eat matzah? Because I'm hungry.
Yeah.
That works.
Yeah. If you eat on place,
and I have no kavanah whatsoever, that works. Well, that's it's a very funny mitzvah.
It's a checklist.
It's a checklist? Is that what Hashem wants from you, to do a checklist without kavanah? It's a shita in Gemara, and Rava, of all people, holds that way. I just have a hard time grasping it. Now, the what does this mean over here? How would Rava read the line? Vimlo ki vein libo, you're not yotze. But he holds mitzvah tzvichas kavanah, so why you're not yotze?
Okay, because you're not in it.
So no, that's not the answer. But the answer is...
That's a simple answer.
The Pacific brings out an answer. The answer is, you have to make sure that it's a shofar. That you're not hearing a tape, you're not hearing a donkey, you're not hearing something else, you're not hearing a shofar. That, you have to have kavanah for that. When I'm eating matzah without kavanah, what if it's not matzah? That doesn't work. So you have to at least know it's matzah. You don't have to. I'm eating it because I'm hungry, not because I want to do a mitzvah. I don't care about that. I'm eating it because I'm hungry. That's okay. Mitzvah is kavanah. So at least you have to know that it's a shofar. That's what it means in Kivin Libo. Is that a shofar here? I'm not having kavanah for mitzvahs because I hold like Rava.
I know the mitzvahs to hear, but nobody says that the person who's blowing, maybe there's a thought to say that the person who's blowing has to have.
We're going to get to that tomorrow.
Which kavanah
are we talking about? Ah, so that's already a whole other level. Pashut kavanah means kavanah to be mekayim the mitzvah of Hashem. That's the pasha kavanah. Now, if deeper kavanahs, he brings down over here. Some say that where was it? We're going to get to it tomorrow. What levels of kavanah? If you don't even know it's Pesach and you eat matzah and ain't tzrichas kavanah, are you yotzi? You didn't even know it was Pesach. Why are you eating matzah? Because you're hungry. That also works. That also works. Think about how crazy that is.
It's not so crazy.
You get a checklist in Hashem from Hashem because you're doing something completely accidental and it happens to coincide with the mitzvah?
Let's go off topic a second.
Yeah.
But the answer is there may be two different things.
Yeah.
One is doing the mitzvah and two is how you do the mitzvah.
Right. So that's the answer to that. And push it. When you do the mitzvah of eating matzah, why are you eating the matzah?
Because
you have a kavanah to make a mitzvah. I'm not talking about deep kavanahs and holy things and secret things.
Not a mitzvah. Anything else in the world?
Yeah.
You need, the doctor tells you that you need vitamin C for your I don't know whatever, and you decide to have an orange, but you don't realize there's vitamin C. Did you do it?
Yeah.
So what? Well, but I understand. But you didn't have kavanah.
So that's what you're comparing it to?
I hear
the comparison. And that's
you,
very.
You
that,
get it.
That's
it's
very.
Beautiful, it's not beautiful.
That's very very cheap. It's very cheap. It's a little bit of akasha. How that is okay. It's okay. It's a little bit of akasha. Now there is a truth. There is a truth. But when it comes to mitzvahs that have to be done with through actions, for example, tefilas kelim. So what if the monkey goes and toivels them? Is it good? The answer is yes, because all we need is the result. So goy could toivel them. They could fall in by themselves. A monkey could do it. A child could do it. Doesn't matter. Why? Because all I need is the result. All I need is the result. Once I got the result, the kelim are toiveled. That's all I need.
So why can't you accept the eating?
Now, it's to say that because it's a maisa mitzvah. You know, it's also similar to can a shliach do it for you? Can a shliach eat matzah for you? No. Can a shliach go toivel in the kelim? Of course. So the same idea,
so
right? So can you be mafresh trumas and maizras?
Menachem, if there's a yitzias mitzrayim, you may have to know that there was a yitzias mitzrayim. It may not be enough to do something if you didn't know.
So now we're getting hair splitting, and what it means, mitzvahs ain't tzrichas. Rava didn't go down that road. Rava just said, mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana. You don't need kavana.
Because it's a result of...
So we're going to get to, tomorrow, we're going to get to all this in great detail. Tomorrow's Baltosif. Baltigra is going to come up. I never thought it came up in Shas. It comes up in one place tomorrow. So anyway, Tana Rabbanan. We have to get 5 minutes to finish this. Tana Rabbanan. Orech v'kitzra kosher. If this tofu was long, too long, and you cut it down, it's good. Gardo, if you peel it, v'midu al gul goldo kosher. And it still looks like a shofar, it's good. Tzipuhu zahav, if you line it with gold, makom b'hanachas peh puzzle. That's not good. So makom b'hanachas peh kosher. That's okay. See, piece of zav bibifnim in the inside puzzle, mibachutz, on the outside you put some gold, in the shana kol machma mikamos shaya puzzle. If it changes sound, it's a puzzle. If you have kosher, and if not, it's kosher. Nikave, you got a hole of a stomach and you plugged up the hole, imak if it's a tkiya puzzle. If it prevents you, puzzle. If you have kosher. Nothing shofar, b'zach ha-shofar, put a shofar inside another shofar. Im kol pinimi yatza shama yatza. Im kol chitzon shama lo yatza. Tana Rabbanan. We said, garde, if you peel it, bein bifnim, bein bachutz, kosher. Garde ve midu al gilo, kosher. If you peel it so much, a lot of peeling, it's still kosher. Hiniach shofar b'sok shofar, if you put a shofar inside another shofar, im kol pinimi shama yatza. If you have the inner shofar, it's good. Im kol chitzon shama lo yatza. It's no good. Hafcho, I'm not sure what this means. Hafcho v'taka bo lo yatza. You blow it from the other end. Then, but Amar Papa lo tema dehafchev b'kituna. Don't say it means that. What does that mean? Hachev b'kituna.
Like inside out.
Inside. How are you getting the shofar inside out?
Maybe it's very thin. I don't know.
El shehirchev esakatzev b'kitur esahirchev. But if you blow it from the wrong end, that's what it means. It's no good. My time of kidur of masna, dar of masna, va'avarta derech avrasabin. It has to be the way it grows. Dibek shivrei shofar's puzzle. If you glue together a bunch of shofars, it's no good. Tell me about it. Hosef alav kolshu. If you add on something, bein b'mino, bein shelo b'mino, pasul, it's no good. Nikei v'stamo. If it got a hole, you plug it up. What are you plugging it up with? With what? Bein b'mino, bein shelo b'mino, pasul. No matter what, it's pasul. Rav Nosson Amar, no. B'mino kosher. If you plug it up with shofar, it's good. Shelo b'mino, pasul. B'mino kosher. Amar of Yochanan, v'ushin shtaya rubo. As long as the most of the shofars remains. Michlal, the shelo b'mino, that if you plug it up with something else, it's still possible, even though most 99% of the shofar is shofar. You have 1% glue, it's possible. Igad masin la seifa. Shalob amino puzzle. Amr of Yochanan. Vush anivchez rubo. As long as most of it is there. Michlal, the bimino, af bishanivchez rubo kosher. Even if you plug it up with rove, even if rove is plugged up, it's good, if as long as it's bimino. Sipu zav mivifnim puzzle mbechutz. If you put gold inside, it's no good. Outside, it depends. In the shtaru kol, become a shaya puzzle. If it changes the sound, puzzle. Yimlav kosher. Nizdak l'arko, if it's split lengthwise, puzzle. L'rachma, if it's split widthwise, in the shtaru bo shir tekiya kosher. Yimlav puzzle. V'kama shir tekiya, how big does the shofar have to be, Mati? Pirush of Shrimi Gamliel, k'dei sheyogzu b'yodo, you hold it in your hand, v'yirena l'kana l'kana. And you can see the both sides of it. It has to be bigger than your hand, you can see the end, you can see the blowing part.
Oh, that's subjective.
It depends on the size of your hand. Right. Hakolo dako av. If the sound is thin or thick or tzeror or dry, kosher. Shekal kolos ksher b'shofar. All sounds are good. Sholcho le'avu d'shmol kadcho, which means if you made a hole in it, v'taka bo yatza. So I'm not sure what this means. So pshita, of course, kulanami b'kduach. You always have to make a hole in it. Right? Because otherwise how are you blowing out of the shofar? Amravashi, no. Shekadcho b'zachruso, you made a hole in the inside. Zachusa means the male. I think it means the inner, the bony inside. Now the tema bebimino min bimino chotzeitz. So I would say it's a problem. Kamash Milan, it's not a problem. Not 1,000% sure what that meant. Not 100% sure what that meant. Exactly what's going on in there, but that's the story. All right, so we'll stop here. Tekel Hakadosh. Tomorrow is a very, very jam-packed daf.
By the way, what you just said.
And everyone, we'll stop now. Everyone have a good Shabbos and a good day.